Why does it take so long for anything to get done in Washington? Why has it been 15 years to get a policy on procuring open source software? Hi, this is David Alan Greer for the Errant Hashtag. Today's episode is entitled 15 Years to Open Source. It's a fundamental principle, but it always sounds self-evident, or perhaps self-contradictory, perhaps both. You can't change an organization, states the first rule of change management, unless you have an organization that can be changed. More to the point, you can't change an organization unless you have a structure that can promulgate new policies, implement those policies, and assess the outcome of those policies. This idea is the shoal on which many a company has foundered. It's also the key reason that the U.S. government did not embrace open source software until this summer. It's also the reason that any real change, any substantive change, will be a long time coming. For years, government officials have known that they needed a better system for software procurement. Recent figures suggest that the government procures about $6 billion of software a year, and yet has no way of assessing that procurement in a unified way. No one knows how much of that software, of that $6 billion purchase, is redundant, or obsolete, or even incompatible with existing systems. Furthermore, it has no way of directing that procurement towards common systems or towards open source software. For the past 60 years, the government has relied on a dispersed procurement model as a way of supporting the software industry and encouraging experimentation. Over that year, many an agency has supported innovative development. However, such innovations rarely spread beyond the developing agency. Now, before you climb onto your soapbox and rail against institutional inefficiency, you should remember that others have mounted that podium before you. Nearly 15 years ago, I listened to a group of government IT directors express their frustration and anger with federal software procurement. One in particular tirated that if he were in charge, words that are rarely good to hear, the government would be required to use open source development for all of its projects. He gave an angry physical speech, but ended tired and resigned. He prophesied that nothing would change because of politics. Well, politics has indeed shaped software procurement, but that politics has more in common with institutional politics than with the national debate over presidential candidates. At some level, the politics of software procurement is the politics of special interests. There are too many groups, ranging from software vendors to government agency, who have an interest, a deep stake in the status quo. They have many reasons to defend their independence and no central organization that can challenge that independence. Well, in the last 6 months, we've seen the government issue two policies on software procurement. The first requires agencies to utilize organizational licenses whenever possible. The second requires agencies to utilize open source software with a goal that 20% of all government software should be open source. Neither policy is very controversial nor drew much attention when it was announced, as both draw on ideas that are common in industry. However, it required 15 years to build a change organization that could promulgate and enforce these policies. 15 years were required for Congress to create the Chief Intelligence Officer, CIO, and give that CIO authority to direct software procurement. In private organizations, such an action is pretty straightforward. For such a simple thing, a CEO of a corporation can create and define the role of a CIO. In larger corporations, of course, it requires an action of the board of directors to change corporate bylaws. But in the United States government, Congress has to create the office of CIO and has to modify the U.S. code in order to give it appropriate authority over all government offices. It created the CIO office in 2002, almost 15 years ago. And then the Bush and Obama administrations had to make plans for that CIO. Obama appointed the first one in 2009, 7 years after it was initially proposed. That CIO organized the information officers of all the agencies into a CIO council, but initially that council had no real authority of software system procurement. It received that authority in 2014, when Congress did indeed modify the U.S. Code. 2 years later, after multiple public hearings and debate, the CIO office released its first two policies on software procurement. Of course, software procurement is still not quite the same thing as procuring desks or vehicles or even buildings. Software shapes how an organization works. Hence, the effect of either policy may not be seen for years. The impact of the open source policy will be particularly hard to assess. It requires agencies to engage open source communities, to have government employees contribute back to open source projects, and open source developers to provide feedback on and make contributions to the source code of government. The current government structures may not easily support that kind of dialogue. We can only hope that we create the right kind of structure before the next 15 years pass. This is David Alan Greer for the Arendt Hashtag. Take care.